Good morning and welcome to Northland Morning on KUMD, Duluth Public Radio, streaming online at KUMD.org. Well, we're always a little bit surprised when the little local guy makes good. And when the little local guy is just down the way in Cloquet, we're surprised. Little tiny town, are you kidding me? The 2010 Vancouver Winter Olympics, the LA Department of Water and Power, the American Museum of Natural History, and Sappy have something in common. What could it be? We'll find out from BJ Lindgren, who joins us on the phone this morning. Hey, BJ, good morning.
Good morning.
So you guys are a local success story. You are the president of E-Logger. What is E-Logger? It sounds, of course, like something that would involve axes and plaid shirts, but I don't think that's really the case.
Yes, and we get that, we hear that quite often, but no, E-Logger is actually electronic logbook software, and it was designed to replace almost like a notebook at manufacturing, utilities, different types of organizations are regulated and required to keep notes on lots of different conditions in their facilities, and E-Logger is actually replacing those notepads at a very simple that's a real simple explanation.
No doubt. Well, I'm thinking that although it's a simple explanation, it's first of all, it's going to be complicated to design for all of these various different companies. But what a great idea, because if you lose the notebook or somebody can't read your handwriting or somehow the next guy doesn't see the notebook because it got put back in another spot. It seems like it's designed to solve a lot of problems. What are your customers saying? And what did your customers say about it when you first introduced it back when you were itty-bitty small?
Right, and it was actually introduced prior to me even being part of this company. One of my first jobs was working at Potlatch Corporation, which is a big paper mill, and I was in the Brainerd Lakes area, and my first task every morning was to come in and walk around the plant and copy down all the logbooks that they had written in overnight, and then I'd bring that back and compile it for a morning meeting so that everybody in the plant knew what happened the night before without, you know, 5 or 10 of us having to walk around the entire plant.
Exactly.
And so E-Logger was actually designed to replace that process, and it started out in the pulp and paper industry, and once I left that position and came to E-Logger, which incidentally was called Synap North at that time, we started marketing it and trying to sell it while doing consulting work on the side to support us, and we branched off into lots of other industries, utilities, you named a few of them at the beginning, but we're in gas, we're in water and waste, we are in power, we are in lots of different manufacturing organizations, and a lot of facility management type stuff. And that's where the Olympics came in, where the G8, the G20 summits, they actually utilized E-Logger for the security at those events.
This is the kind of thing, this idea of, you know, different areas of a facility taking notes, keeping a logbook, and then somebody going around and, you know, being able or wanting to check and see how everything went. This part of the process is consistent across a lot of different disciplines. Is that what you're saying? A lot of
that
different folks
exactly
do that?
Correct.
Okay. So you said, hey, everybody's got all these notebooks. We have a better idea. So at what point did E-Logger really kind of take off, and how does a little company in Cloquet attract national attention, you know, from the Olympics and such?
Sure. Part of it was we got lucky. but what happened was, you know, we created a web page, we started doing some advertising, we continued doing our consulting work, and a couple of larger companies found us on the internet, and NASA was actually one of them, and they purchased E-Logger to run in their MILA, which was the Merritt Island Launch Annex, And they used eLogger to record the first 10 minutes of a shuttle takeoff, and then also the first or the last 10 minutes when it landed. You know, Houston gets informed when there's wheels on the ground or wheels up, and eLogger was actually the software that would inform Houston that that was happening. So once we got NASA and were able to publish that on our website, we became very credible. And eLogger started selling, I don't want to say like crazy after that because it was a slow ramp up, but in 2011 we actually stopped doing all consulting work and just focused on our own software. We had a few other packages at that time.
Now when you go, I'm sorry, BJ, when you sell to a company like NASA, for example, I just think this is fascinating. When you sell, when NASA says, yes, we'd like you to do this, do you take your framework of eLogger and then you work with them to develop exactly what they want? Or is eLogger formatted in such a way that you can basically just sell it to them and say, here, this will do everything you need. You just need to personalize it to your own needs.
Great question. And we've worked really hard to make eLogger configurable by the client. We want them to not have to rely on us every time they need something changed. So we work very hard to make eLogger very user-friendly and configurable so that it can meet the needs of many different types of organizations. And that's where our focus has been the last few years.
So this has got to be, business aside, this has got to be like some of these clients, like a great feather in your cap. When somebody calls, do you say, yes, I can talk with you. Just a moment, please. Put them on hold, cover up the receiver, and yell, it's NASA on the phone! Or are you guys really blasé now, you know, when the Olympics calls or something? You're just like, oh, yeah, well, it's the Olympics, whatever.
You know, I hope we never get to that point. No. You know, when we initially started and we had this little rundown office in Cloquet that we paid a couple hundred dollars a month to rent, and there was two of us in there, our phone system was really a phone that we bought at Walmart. And when somebody called and needed to speak to, you know, the opposite person who answered the phone, we'd put our hand over the receiver and say, hey, you got a phone call.
Yeah,
and we'd hand them the phone.
Yeah, right.
So when that happened, you'd basically cradle the phone against your stomach, and you'd jump up and down and spin in circles and say, hey, guess who's on the phone, and then go back in.
And they go back and act professional call. And very grown
exactly.
up, and as though this blasé, this kind of
what?
Thing happens all the time.
What? We still do that. We get very excited.
That is wonderful. Well, BJ, congratulations, and what fun to talk about your business. When you know, when you go out to lunch or something, do you find that you just, you know, it's like nobody's going to know about this if I don't name drop at the diner? You know, if I don't say, yeah, it sure was a busy morning on the line with NASA this morning.
That's funny, yeah. We've actually shied away from that since we started this in 2003 because we wanted to make sure we got to a size where we were credible and that that would not turn off the larger companies. You know, if a big company like San Francisco Public Utilities, who we work with all the time, comes in and says, oh, how many employees do you have? And we say two. They're probably not going to be very likely to buy software from us.
Right.
So we kept it very quiet. We always used to joke that we were Cloquet's best-kept secret. When we did the Olympics, when we did NASA, nobody knew that.
But
we've,
now
you know,
are you...
employees, now we feel like we're a little bit more credible, and now we're okay with telling the world, I guess.
You can brag a little bit once in a while.
A little bit.
Yeah, well, you can design some software that will just send out little, you know, tweets or something, perhaps.
Exactly, or people can look at our website. It's all out there on the website.
BJ, thanks so much for joining us. What fun to talk with you this morning.
Yes, thank you for having us.
BJ Lindgren joined us this morning, and she is the president of eLogger, a very successful but kind of small and well-kept secret in Cloquet. It's 8:11, and this is Northland Morning.